Today we have one of the most beautiful passages in all of sacred scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. The invitation to come to Jesus and to come to take refuge in His sacred heart. So the Lord was addressing the multitude, the crowds that were trying to follow God, but they were burdened with, first of all the Pharisees had added so many laws, over 600 laws, a lot of petty laws that they kept adding to the people. So to be a follower of the Pharisees' legalistic system was a heavy burden. And Jesus says, no, I've come to free you from that. And Jesus does not invite us to a system. He comes to invite us to a person, Himself. So He says, come to Me. So we're called to come to Jesus, which we do every time we open up the Bible and read the New Testament. We come to Jesus. Every time we come to Mass, receive the Eucharist, we come to Jesus. Spend time in Eucharistic adoration, we come to Jesus. So Jesus is there waiting for us in the tabernacle, at Mass, in sacred scriptures. So He invites us to come to Him, all you who labor and are burdened. All the workforce, all those who have heavy labors as a mom, as a dad, a wife, a husband, a worker, no matter what your job is, you have heavy burdens. Everybody carries crosses in their life. They carry heavy burdens. And Jesus invites us to come to Him, to His sacred heart. The Lord has said this many times when He revealed the sacred heart to Saint Margaret Mary in France in 1675, He said, come to Me, in His image of His sacred heart, burning with love. His hand is always pointing to His heart, the other arm open in invitation to come to Jesus. And it says, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. Interesting expression. A yoke was a piece of wood that was fashioned like a harness to fit over the shoulders of an ox. And these yokes all had to be custom made. Jesus was a carpenter. Saint Joseph taught Him how to be a carpenter. Jesus would have made tables and chairs. Jesus would have made yokes. So He would know what it was like to go out to measure the shoulders of an ox. And so then they would measure, then they would cut the wood to the exact dimensions. Because if the yoke was too big, it would fall off. If it was too small, it would cut into the shoulders. So the Lord knew what it's like to make yokes for oxen. And so he says, take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. So what was Jesus' yoke? Well, we know eventually it would be the cross that Jesus would carry. That was His yoke that He carried to Calvary, to His death. But I think the yoke means His teachings versus the teachings of the scribes and Pharisees, because in the Old Testament, the teachings of the scribes and Pharisees was always called the yoke of the law, you know, because it was a very heavy burden with all their additional things that they had added. So Jesus is saying, take My teachings upon you and learn from Me. And the two things He says about Himself that we should learn from, His meekness and His humility. He says, learn from Me, for I am meek and humble of heart. So again, a reference to the Sacred Heart of Christ. Meek and humble of heart. So we take Jesus' yoke upon us. We take His teachings and we learn from Jesus. And we follow His example of meekness and humility of heart. Then He says, if you do this, you will find rest for yourselves. And those who spend time in Eucharistic adoration find that they receive this deep rest, this renewal of their spirit every time they receive communion and spend time in Eucharistic adoration. Then He says, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light. Compared to the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus' yoke is easy. His burden is light. Everything with love becomes light, right? And we know that from a mother with great love for her children, a father with great love for his children, that makes it light because there is so much love. Let me just end with a couple beautiful quotes I found and comments on this particular passage, a homily given by Pope Paul VI on the feast day of Corpus Christi, 1974. He says, Jesus says, now and always, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then Pope Paul VI adds, Jesus' attitude towards us is one of invitation, knowledge, and compassion. Indeed, it is one of offering, promise, friendship, goodness, a remedy for our ailments. He is our comforter, indeed, our nourishment, our bread, giving us energy and life. And what a beautiful insight into the Sacred Heart of Christ and into Jesus' invitation. And lastly, a quotation from St. Augustine. He wrote this over 1,600 years ago. Again, commenting on this particular passage, he says that any other burden oppresses and crushes you, but Christ actually takes weight off of you. Any other burden weighs you down, but Jesus, the Christ, gives you wings. If you take a bird's wings away, you might seem to be taking weight off it, but the more weight you take off, the more you tie it down to earth. There it is on the ground, and you wanted to relieve it of a weight. Give it back the weight of its wings and see how it flies. So Augustine has that brilliant insight that the wings of a bird, yes, they do weigh something, right? So if you take the wings off the bird, it weighs less, but it can't fly. But with Christ, who is our wings, then he gives us the grace to fly spiritually.